You are listening to Social Media Decoded, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and business owners simplify social media and thrive online. We provide actionable information that you can use and see results. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And today we are talking about peeling back the curtain of my digital marketing agency and why we transformed our social media management strategy. So I am your host, Michelle Thames. I have been in marketing for over 15 years, and I'm about to get real, okay? I'm about to get real and let y'all know what it's really like to run a digital marketing agency. And so me and my husband started our agency back in 2019, and since then, we have definitely changed how we approach social media management. And I want to share in this episode a few reasons behind the decisions that we've made in our digital marketing agency. So, like I said, we started in 2019, and our journey in digital marketing has been full of growth, full of challenges, and also some eye-opening experience. One of the biggest lessons that we have learned is definitely number one, not all money is good money. It sounds counterintuitive, right, friend? But especially in a service-based industry, hungry for growth, but it's a principle that has fundamentally change how we operate. So I want to talk about number one, valuing respect and integrity. First up, respect. This is a non-negotiable for my team. We have had instances where clients have unfortunately directed frustration at our team member over metrics. I'll give you an example. I had one client who we posted something on Instagram. It didn't post at 3 o'clock like it was supposed to post. The client texts me at 3:01 going crazy and just flipping out. Okay. Also, I had another client who we posted something on Instagram, and within 10 minutes, if it didn't get 100 likes, the client wanted us to hide the likes on the post. I want to say that metrics, number one, don't measure the real impact. And when we have clients who are, you know, being disrespectful and really worried about vanity metrics, we have a problem. And when I say vanity metrics, I mean followers, likes, the numbers that look good on paper, but don't necessarily translate to business success. So these incidences led us to some crucial decisions, and our team's well-being will always come first. And so if a client relationship jeopardizes that, it's a no for us. So I had to fire a few clients back in 2021 and 2022, unfortunately, but respect is a non-negotiable. We are women too. It's an all women agency, except for my husband who also works with us, but my team is full of women. And, you know, it was very disheartening because most of our clients who we worked with were also women. And so to be disrespected by other women, that really took a toll on me. I really had to sit and think about how to restructure our agency so that this doesn't happen again. I didn't want clients texting and calling us when posts didn't post. Anything can happen between the time that a post is supposed to post and the time that it actually posts. The internet, you know, maybe she was in the bathroom, but I no longer wanted clients like that. So unfortunately, we did have to fire clients. And I know many of you may be listening to this and saying, man, firing clients, absolutely. Again, going back to all money is not good money. And sometimes when you get into business with people, it's just like being in a relationship. You might not know how the client is going to act until you actually get into the business partnership. So one thing I will say is having solid contracts in place. I did have to restructure some of our contracts. I'm going to talk about that a little later, but that is something else that we did as well. I want to talk about the vanity metric gap. Okay. In our early days, like many agencies, we wanted to help people chase the numbers, thinking that they were of value to our clients. No, okay, that is not. The turning point came when I felt like I saw a disconnection between the team, these numbers, and actual business growth. Like, we can't promise you that you're going to get 10,000 followers. Marketing is not guaranteed. So I want to stress that on this episode. If you are a business owner and you are listening to this, marketing is not guaranteed. You have no idea what's going to happen. Anything can happen. And so I don't guarantee sales. I don't guarantee a certain number of followers because I cannot pinpoint that. What I can do is help your business get visible so that you may go viral. Like, one of my clients did end up going viral, and we were able to completely leverage off of that. But that is just a once in a, like, winning the lottery. Okay. So really focusing on those vanity metrics it wasn't a good look for us. And so again, we learned that if a client's primary focus is on those superficial metrics, it's a red flag for me. I cannot help you get to a certain amount of followers. You're not going to stress me or my team out every single day about, we don't have 10,000 followers. We're not there yet. It takes time to build. It takes time to input a marketing strategy, and it's not going to happen overnight. I have another story where a client hired us and we were doing social media management, email marketing, influencer marketing, a lot of different things. So since then, since the first few clients in our business, I decided to change to offering multi-channel marketing and more of a marketing director approach. So this was one of the first clients who I hired for this specific service. And I felt like me and my team were cheated because we didn't have enough time to implement anything. The client was in a rush to reach numbers and reach revenue goals, but I couldn't come in and make miracles happen, right? We need content. We need strategy. And also, if the clients are not willing to meet with you on a consistent basis and also let you know about the other things happening within their business, that is not the type of client that I want to work with, simply because with marketing cannot be in a silo while everyone else knows everything else about the business, but the marketing team doesn't know. The marketing team is the heartbeat of the business. If you don't market, nothing will happen. But if I don't know what's going on in operations, if I don't know, if anything is being affected, like, is the social media increasing your sales? Are you seeing that? But if clients don't communicate that, it's going to be hard for the marketing team to even continue to market the business. So I felt slighted that I couldn't really help clients that I really loved and wanted to help. But when clients are very eager to reach a certain revenue goal quickly, it's just not something that my team can help magically happen overnight, especially in organic marketing, right? We're not paying for ads. It's not something, and even with ads, that doesn't guarantee that you're going to get sales. It can get you in front of more people, right? But none of this is guaranteed. So again, we learned that, those superficial metrics are not what we want. It signals a misalignment in values of our values and very, very unrealistic expectations of what social media can achieve. I want to talk next about screening clients because that's super important. And I don't feel like I did a good job in the beginning. I want to stop here and say, the place that I am in now is totally different from what I am explaining to you right now. I work with clients that I absolutely love, that allow me and my team to be a resource to them, to actually help them. And they don't shun us away. They don't say, oh, we can't talk to you. I only want to, we can only talk to the whoever on the team, not the CEO or not the person who is in charge of marketing or whatever it may be, So screening clients is important. And again, I will say that in this time, right now, as I'm recording this, I'm so grateful for all the lessons that I have learned, because now I am in a place where I absolutely love my clients. I get to make a difference in my clients' businesses, which is fulfilling to me. It's so fulfilling to have clients who trust you. I've had people hire me and say, no, I want to do it this way. Well, what's the purpose of hiring a marketing strategist if you're not going to listen to anything that we say? You might as well do your marketing yourself, right? So again, I am so grateful for the place that I am in right now. And I just want to, you know, give thanks to God for pulling us through some of the situations that we have been through. So screening clients. So how do we screen our clients now? Great question, right? Our onboarding process has become very much so stringent. We look for businesses that understand the value of meaningful engagement, community building, and long-term strategies over instant gratification. If a client wants instant gratification, that is not a client for me. I cannot help you get to 10,000 followers tomorrow again. So no instant gratification. We work with clients who value long-term strategies. There's not really much a social media manager, social media strategist can do for you if you say, okay, you only have 30 days. I have another story who a client's father cursed me out because they weren't seeing results after guess how many days? A week, called me out, all out of my name and everything over metrics. So yes, we are screening clients. And yes, I am getting on a call with you to really feel and vibe with the client. And also another thing, we became exclusive where I don't really promote our marketing agency as much as I used to because of all the experiences that I've been through. And also because I want to be super selective on the clients that I pursue. So many of the clients that I have landed now, I have pursued because I feel that they are a good match. And also, again, going back to they're not worried about instant gratification. They're worried about long-term strategies and success. And this shift has not only improved our client relationships, but also the quality of our work. We are now, again, like I said, truly partnered with our clients in driving tangible business results, which is what I aim to do. And so I want to talk about the realities of running a digital marketing agency. And so, like I said, it hasn't been a cakewalk, but running a digital marketing agency is about navigating a landscape that's consistently shifting. It's about learning from every single campaign that we do, every single client interaction, and every misstep. And there's been a lot of those. But one of the biggest lessons, flexibility and adaptability. We have to be flexible. Things change in social media and digital marketing every day. Another reality, transparency and education. I educate my clients. I'm transparent with them about what's going on in the digital scene. I'm looking constantly of ways of how I can increase visibility with my clients and increase leads. That is my job. In my digital marketing agency, when I work with clients, our goal as the marketing strategist or the marketing director is to increase your visibility so that you increase leads leveraging social media. It's not instant sales, right? Somebody can come into your funnel. They can come to a live that we put together, an online event. We do all of these things for our clients. We do Instagram lives and manage them. We do online events and manage them, email marketing and manage them, brand ambassador programs and manage them. But that is all lead generation and it's all organic and it all takes time to implement before you can see results. Example, I implemented a brand ambassador program for one of my clients back in November. 150 people signed up. That was November. We are now in the end of March, going into April, and the program has seen a significant increase in helping our clients get new leads. So it takes time. It is a consistent process. So I want to always make sure that my clients are very much educated on everything that's going on within digital marketing that can help them within their business. We spend a significant time on educating our clients on the strategies we employ and why we chase deeper metrics like conversion rates, engagement levels over follower count. Okay. So right, friend? I know that has been a lot. If today's episode resonated with you, and if you're curious about developing marketing strategies that drive real business growth, let's connect, okay? Make sure you follow me over on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames, and let's continue the conversation. If you run a digital marketing agency or if you're a freelance social media manager and this episode really hit a nerve, friend, my DMs are open because I completely understand. If you are, listen, social media managers, freelance social media managers, VAs, if you are listening, my DMs are open. Hit me up because I know what some of you may be feeling. So let's connect. Follow me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames. And for those who are navigating the complexities of digital marketing, I want you to remember this on an ending note. It's not just about adapting to change, but also being brave enough to change. So, friend, that is all for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning into Social Media Decoded. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and it's been a real pleasure sharing my digital marketing agency's journey and learnings with all of you. Until next time, friend, keep pushing the boundaries of digital marketing, and remember, the true value lies beyond the vanity metrics. Thank you so much for being a listener of the Social Media Decoded podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope that you got some gems. If you got some gems, make sure to tag me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and share those gems with me. I cannot wait to talk to you all in the next one.